This is an audio archive edition of Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, seavillepodcast.com.
We're speaking with David Swanson of afterdowningstreet.org, which is what? It's a website, it's an organization.
It's a website, afterdowningstreet.org, and it's a coalition of over 200 organizations, veterans groups, military families groups, peace activist groups, community groups around the country.
Okay, and what is, it's named after the Downing Street memo, which is what and why should we care?
We named it a little over a year ago when the Downing Street memo came out and was the biggest story around the world, but was almost unheard of in the U.S. media and in the U.S. Congress, and we worked to get it into the news, and it was the minutes of a meeting at which the chief of secret intelligence in the UK reported to Prime Minister Tony Blair on what the head of the CIA was telling him was happening in Washington. And that included, and this was 8 months before we went to war, and that included war has been decided upon, they're going to lie about weapons of mass destruction and ties to 9/11, they know Iraq isn't a threat to anyone, they're trying to concoct a scheme to get a UN resolution that Saddam Hussein would reject that would then allow us to go to war. A very different picture from what we were hearing publicly.
Did the Downing Street actually say the report to Blair that the president was planning on lying about weapons of mass destruction? And
the language and the phrase became quite famous was that the facts are being fixed around the policy. This was prefaced with the statement that the policy was to go to war, but the facts are being fixed around the policy, and they went on to specify in two ways, weapons of mass destruction and alleged ties to 9/11.
And that's been the same complaint has come out of some ex-CIA people who have said, yep, that's what we were being told to do, was sort of sex up the intelligence and cherry pick the intelligence to support this case.
Oh, at this point, we have a huge roster of former CIA, former State Department employees saying the same thing. We have dozens and dozens of smoking guns. It's not just the Downing Street memo anymore.
Our guest, David Swanson of afterdowningstreet.org. Suppose all this is true. What does it matter at this point? We're so far along into a serious war with troops in the field of battle, you know, as our kids over there with guns in their hands and their lives in danger. At this point, what does all that matter?
Well, in terms of the war, if you want to end the war at this point, I'm convinced you need to impeach and remove from office the president and vice president, because we have a Congress that has banned torture, and the president has signed the bill with a little statement saying, I'm going to go ahead and torture. A Congress that twice has banned spending any money on this illegal spying program, and a president who twice has signed the bill and said, you know what, I'm going to go on with the illegal spying program. So if you're going to end the war, you're going to need impeachment. But in addition, if we're going to establish a precedent that a president may illegally spy on Americans, launch illegal wars, use illegal tactics, detain people without charge and torture them, and so on and so forth, then we are removing impeachment from the Constitution, and we're ending the system of a separation of powers and checks and balances.
David Swanson, our guest, are there really a lot of people out there who support this idea that we should have hearings on some of these constitutional transgressions on the part of the administration?
There are. And some of them are not supposed. As John Dean from the Nixon administration has said, Bush is the first president to have openly confessed to an impeachable offense, namely by saying he would violate the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But depending on how you word the poll, you get very different answers, ranging from over a third, 35%, if you preface it with all sorts of pro-Bush stuff and then you ask, do you want them impeached and removed from office, you get that kind of number. Whereas with Clinton, you never got above a quarter. And if you simply ask, should there be impeachment proceedings begun, you get a majority of Americans, and you get 80 or 90% of Democrats, you get a strong majority of independents, and you get a significant portion of Republicans, which is amazing given the almost total blackout by the media and the lack of real progress in Congress.
And it always amazed me. I'm no diehard fan of Bill Clinton. There was a lot of things he did that I liked. There was a whole lot of things he did I hated, but it always amazed me that impeachment thing got as far as it did when he lied about oral sex. I mean, when it gets right down to it, he lied about oral sex. That's right, really all he did. But the Congress saw that as such a major offense, lying about this thing that had zero to do with troops in the field or, you know, what have you, domestic policy, nothing to do with any of that. And yet the vitriol, the hatred of this man was so palpable in Congress. Are we at a point where some, bystander could look and say, yep, you know, there, you got a case, but you don't have the hatred in Congress that Congress likes this guy. Even if you have a case, they like this guy. And we're at war. I mean, you could make the case we were at war when I know a lot of soldiers who would make the case that we were at war when Clinton was president as well, but, you know, we're certainly more on the front pages today.
Well, you know, this is not about revenge for what happened to Clinton. It's the left and the progressives and the people who never could stand Clinton, like myself, who are pushing impeachment. The Clinton backers, including his wife, are adamantly opposed to impeaching Bush. But you look at the level of crimes, and this far overshadows anything that Nixon or Andrew Johnson or Bill Clinton did. You know, Bill Clinton launched an illegal war in Yugoslavia. You can look back at every previous president and find one or two of the types of crimes that Bush and Cheney have committed. But nowhere in our history can you find the complete package, this assault on the idea that there's going to be a Congress or a Supreme Court with any say over where our government goes, and a president who has used over 750 signing statements to reverse bills as he signs them into law.
Tell folks what those are real quick.
Well, this is fairly new. These developed under Reagan, but were never much used until this administration. And this is a president who has never yet vetoed a single bill. Instead, he'll sign the bill into law, smile for the cameras, and the next day write a little signing statement produced by David Addington, Dick Cheney's attorney, and it will say, you know what, I'm signing this, but I'm not really going to listen to parts A or D or F because those don't really look constitutional to me. And so,
but is that even constitutionally allowed? Addington, of course, would say it is, but is it?
Well, the Supreme Court...
Or I guess what you're saying is we need a Congress to investigate it to find out if it is.
We have a Congress, as you point out, under Clinton we had a Republican Congress, under Bush we have a Republican Congress. If we have a Democratic Congress after November, or if some Republicans grow some sense of integrity and conscience, we'll have a real investigation of these things. We haven't yet. But the Supreme Court recently ruled on the illegal detaining of prisoners without rights in Guantanamo in a way that addressed all of these abuses of power and said, in effect, no, the president is violating the law across the board.
Well, David, we're up against the clock. We got to go to some national local news here at the bottom of the hour, but we'll have you back because I would like to hear, well, what is the case, you know, in detail? And so we can discuss that. But if folks want to hear that before we can do it on this show, tomorrow night at the Wednesday night at the UU Church on Rugby Road, 7 to 9 p.m., what's going to happen real quick?
We're going to watch a 30-minute video that's based on a book, and we'll have copies of the book available, produced by the Center for Constitutional Rights, which simply lays out four articles of impeachment: the torture, the spying, the war, and the general abuse of power. And we'll have a discussion and have some information on what people can do actively to move the agenda forward.
And for more information, they can go to afterdowningstreet.org.
Yes, please, and charlottesvillepeace.org.
There you go. David, thank you so much. Enjoyed talking with you, and we will have you back. Let's take a break. We'll be back with Brian Wheeler of Charlottesville tomorrow. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.